Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
STL is Y98.
In the Brent Mega Show on Y98.
Hannah, you were saying it was eerie out this morning because of this fog and stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay, so I sent that text saying like, oh my gosh, guys, it's scary outside, it's eerie. And then as soon as I was getting into downtown, all the fog and the haze just like cleared. And I was like, well, what if Brett and AB like don't have this fog and they just think I'm just saying that just because.
You did text AB and I and neither of us responded.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, why did we not respond?
That's normal.
What the fog?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, my heart just stopped. Brett. Starting the morning off with the dump button.
Yeah. That's what Kevin was doing. He was pre-dumping me.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
He knew this guy's about to swear.
Well, I dealt with the fog, so I know exactly what Hannah was talking about. Yeah, the river.
How was
road
it coming in?
It was pretty bad in certain spots, and then once you got kind of past Poplar and once you got, you know, into more of the city, it wasn't terrible. But there'll be some, you know, underlying areas, I'm sure, this morning.
Yeah.
Out in the sticks in Fenton, it was pretty bad.
Yesterday was my anniversary.
Yay! Oh!
You know, it's funny how life is sometimes, because yesterday my wife had to work, the kids, so I just made some chicken parmesan, some Italian food.
Ooh.
But like, I was joking and laughing that like 5 years ago we were in Italy because we went to Italy for our anniversary, like literally 4 or 5 years ago. We were eating like on the side
real
of
chicken parm
on the side of a mountain, fresh pasta. Now we're eating like, you know, just boil it on the pan. So like, chicken nuggets.
Frozen,
yeah. Some chicken nuggets with the parmesan. Like, that's, I call it chicken parm. It was like pasta with chicken nuggets with some red sauce. Like, crazy how life
whatever
goes, like,
takes,
sometimes,
yep,
you know? But it was chill anniversary day.
Good. Did you get in trouble for not getting a gift?
No, not in trouble yet.
Good.
All right.
Good. AB and I went to dinner together last night and
we had
Bible study.
How was that?
Good. I'm saying this now and I'm realizing that we didn't really do the Bible study.
No, we didn't.
You guys just went to dinner with friends?
Yeah.
Where'd you guys go?
Red Robin.
Oh, yum. By me, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not too far from me.
Yep.
Huh. What'd you guys do? So what do you get at Red Robin? I get the chicken sandwich.
I normally just get a burger.
You go just straight up?
Yeah.
I got a million different ones.
I got a cheeseburger. We got an onion tower. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Campfire sauce. It was really good.
So everyone
expensive.
Talks. So Red Robin did get expensive.
Yeah.
Everything got expensive nowadays.
Yeah, true.
You can't even go to like Taco Bell used to have the $5 Crave box or something.
That's
and now
like 20.
Now they're promoting like Tuesdays. We have it just Tuesdays, and now they're just because they're more expensive. Like your $5 box is like you only get it once a month. You got to like line up in the street for it. I got some iPhone drop.
Yeah.
But
that was funny.
I honestly think that The honey mustard, and I hate mustard. Worst condiment ever. But the honey mustard at Red Robin is the number one condiment of all time.
Their sauces are amazing.
I've always heard this campfire thing is good.
It's really good.
I never have touched it ever because I would actually bathe in the honey mustard. That's how good the honey mustard is.
I don't know. Campfire, you might be taking a shower.
The all-new Fred Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I told you about a marathon, a proposal, and a refrigerator. Here's how these things all go together. 35-year-old Daniel Fairbrother just proposed to his girlfriend while running the London Marathon carrying a refrigerator.
Shut up. Yeah. I thought he was joking around. Someone would do such a crazy thing.
Yeah, he proposed at the 25-mile mark. She did say yes, and then he had to...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Try to finish the entire marathon. It took him about 6 hours.
That's what marriage feels like.
Yeah.
You're just running with a refrigerator on your back.
Well, Dan was actually stopped by police during his training runs a few months back because they thought he was a burglar because he kept having a refrigerator on his back doing this marathon.
Insane.
Yeah, well, he did the thing to raise money for diabetes and research in that area.
What a great way to get people to start talking. But
yeah,
running a marathon seems crazy. Like, I only run if there's danger, and then you put a refrigerator on someone's back and say a marathon.
Yeah, well,
I'm like speechless.
Yeah, well, actually Dan was trying to break the world record for the fastest marathon with an appliance strapped to your back.
Because someone else has done this? There's a record to be broken?
Unfortunately, he fell short about an hour. Yeah.
Someone was faster than the guy who did it.
Faster than him, yeah.
I thought, like, no one else had done it, so you're the fastest,
right,
bro.
So
but
more
wow.
training runs. But congratulations on the engagement, Dan.
What a crazy story. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new CD rates at togethercu.org.
Wow! I feel good.
Your good news is brought to you by Siteman Cancer Center with the Cardinals Game Time. It's the Cardinals and the Diamondbacks. Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in care. First pitch is at 12:15 on our sister station, KMOX.
Things that I've got.
The polls are open.
All right, we're going to give you a chance at a four-pack of Moulin Rouge tickets for Hannah's homeschool. For you to play Hannah's homeschool, Hannah's no longer checking Instagram. We've posted an answer to one of the Hannah homeschool questions on Instagram right now. Brad Maga Show. You know it's your favorite Instagram, Hannah. You can't check it for 10 minutes. That's what you're upset about.
I know. That's why I'm mad.
And you have an answer, so you have an advantage. So you have a better chance of winning those Moulin Rouge tickets. Just check our Instagram right now. Let's do the poll of the day. I actually thought about this poll because of Earth Day. And Kevin, I meant to grab you, have to do Captain Planet. Remember Captain Planet?
Captain Planet, yeah.
What was like his like slogan or theme, man? Because that's what I wanted to grab. Earth, fire, air, water. What would you like to control? You can only control one, like Captain Planet. Thought of this for Earth Day.
Rule the world, the Earth.
Earth? So like ground? Do you like do like earthquakes and stuff like that? Be able to move?
I thought it meant like Earth, like everything in Earth.
No, like you would be able to do stuff as like,
with
a,
Earth,
like a weapon.
Earth's
your
thing. Yeah.
You'd have fire, water. You could control water. You'd be able to shoot fire whenever you want. you know, throw big wind storms whenever you want, or you do like earthquakes or move the earth around trees.
I guess.
So you still want earth?
I guess.
If you control air, can it like pick you up and take you places?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's what I'm doing. Yeah. So I can just like travel. Why?
No, you can't just style and follow the bees. You submitted earth.
You said earth, you said air, so I guess air is out of the equation. I liked air too. I think air is the, because you can fly, because you can go places.
Yeah, but you can get on an airplane now.
So you think fire?
I just kind of go with fire. Yeah. I just think fire is badass. Like all of a sudden you're just walking on the street and you see a guy just shoot out fire of his arm. You're like, badass. Everyone stays away from him.
That would get old pretty quickly.
You could be walking and I could create a big massive hole that you'll fall in.
That is true.
That's true. Finally figured out how to use your earth secret weapon.
Big holes. Oh, right there.
Yeah. By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet. The power is yours.
If you really want to, like, all joking aside, water is the most dangerous.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, water is just, water is.
Oh my God.
Think about just in your home.
Are you drunk? What was that?
She's drowning.
Drowning noise
yeah.
for the water.
When you have a water leak in your home, it does the most damage.
Yes.
Well, besides a fire.
Hannah's using all these powers to like kill people.
Right. Yeah, wow.
That's what Brett said was the example.
I'm using mine to travel.
Yeah. Hannah, you ruined this.
The polls are open.
Kim, do you want to do your gargling noise again?
I could spin the world really fast to travel. That's my...
That's your...
What?
Back in time?
Yeah.
No.
Moulin Rouge passes. 4-pack of passes. Check our Instagram for one of the answers. 314-531-9898. Hannah's clearly drunk, so it'll be easy to beat her this time. Play Hannah's Homeschool next.
Thanks for...
Jesse, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Do you follow us on Instagram? Are you an Instagram follower?
I am.
Okay. So it's you, Jesse versus Hannah. 5 pop culture questions in Hannah's homeschool. Jesse, you feeling like a win?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh.
I like that. She said yes, what? Confidently. So Hannah, you leave the room so you can't hear the questions. Okay. Jesse, we're going to give all the answers to you when you leave. I'm joking.
I haven't gone yet.
Just the answer that's on Instagram. We always post one answer on Instagram. Just know that you can use that when you feel like it's necessary. All right. Here's the first question. Post Malone did collabs with 2 of the biggest artists in music in the last month. Taylor Swift's Fortnite. And who is the other artist?
Beyonce.
Yes. All right. Zendaya's newest movie, Challenger, which comes out this weekend, has her playing what sport?
Tennis.
Yes. Yeah. People are saying that J-Lo and her husband always look miserable. Who is she married to?
Ben Affleck.
Okay. According to a recent poll, Noah Calhoun was rated the number one boyfriend in fiction. What book or movie is he from?
The Notebook.
Yep. And name a professional sports team in Denver. Hannah just got back from Denver. Name one of their professional sports teams.
Avalanche.
Oh, that's...
Should we count it?
Colorado Avalanche.
It's the Colorado Avalanche, and they're out
Colorado
of Denver.
Yeah.
We're going to count it. That's 5 for 5. Let's bring Hannah back in and see if she's got what it takes. If she misses the Denver question, that's on her.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right. Hannah is walking slowly back into the room, as she should be. She should be very, very nervous.
Oh, great.
Jesse just got done answering 5 pop culture questions. Hannah was not in the room. She could not hear Jesse's answers. If she would have heard Jesse's answers, she would have heard every single answer correctly.
What?
Jesse went 5-4-5.
All right. No pressure, no pressure, no pressure.
Hannah has to tie to get the win.
Gosh.
She has 50,
I wish you didn't tell me the scores.
50 plus wins. Let's see how you do. All right. Post Malone did collabs with 2 of the biggest artists in music this past month. Taylor Swift is one of them. He did Fortnite.
Uh-huh.
Who is the other artist?
Beyonce.
All right. 1-for-1. Need to go 5-for-5. Your girl Zendaya. One of her newest movies is called Challengers, which will come out this weekend. Has her playing what sport?
Tennis.
Wow.
2-2.
People are saying that J-Lo and her husband just look absolutely miserable. Who is she married to?
Ben Affleck.
Right.
I'm bad with celebrity couples, but I know that train wreck when I see it.
All right, well, we have fictional couples here.
Great.
According to a recent poll, Noah Calhoun was rated the number one boyfriend in fiction. Noah is from what book slash movie? When you think of romantic movies, because Noah is the number one book.
It's going to be so disappointing if you don't know this to me.
I know.
Noah. Notebook?
The Notebook! Oh! Wow! Oh! At the buzzer! Oh! At the
was
buzzer!
Was that it?
Yes!
Yes, Noah and Allie! Okay,
oh,
okay.
Right. Nice job!
I was getting caught up in like, oh my gosh, is it modern? Is it modern? No! It's a classic!
Noah's considered the number one boyfriend. Okay, it all comes down to this final question. Will Jesse get the win or not?
Oh my gosh.
You just got back from a trip to Denver?
Yeah.
Name one of their professional sports teams.
For my boss, who just talked to me about this.
This is where he said he wants to be buried.
The Denver Broncos football.
Whoa! Yeah! Oh, 1 for 5. Wow. The pressure was on.
Nice job.
Jesse, she did go 5 for 5 as well, and she got a Denver Broncos question right for the boss who signs her paycheck.
Jesse, I just have to tell you, I've never been more, like, nervous of a loss than I was for this. I don't know why. And you did really good.
Jesse, you were so much fun to play with.
I really was going to be very upset if you didn't know the Notebook.
Yeah, yeah. Right? But you do got to say, this is Jesse. I got schooled by Hannah.
Okay. This is Jesse, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. So I'll take a look at the internet right now and say, hey, what's trending? I'll read off some headlines and then Hannah, you tell me which ones you need details on or not.
Okay.
Let's put 2 minutes on the clock because people are busy. But let's cover all the trending stories in 2 minutes. What is America's favorite cheesy movie line?
Cheesy movie line. I don't know. Let's hear it.
Okay. So we'll always have Paris from Casablanca finished at 4. I Want the Fairy Tale from Pretty Woman was number 2. That's followed by Patrick Swayze's I'm Scared of Walking Out of This Room and Never Feeling the Rest of My Whole Life the Way I Feel When I'm With You.
Actually, that's Jennifer Grey.
Most of all, I'm scared of walking out of this room and never feeling the rest of my whole life.
Yeah, why do they say it's Patrick Swayze's?
The Way I Feel When I'm With You.
Yeah, why does it?
I don't know.
That's
it's
funny.
Not.
That's funny. That they said that. Yeah.
It's not.
I'm a bird line from The Notebook didn't make it in there.
But that's number 2. Number 1 was.
You had me at hello.
You had me at
hello.
You had
me at hello.
You had me at hello.
Okay, yeah, that is
from Jerry Maguire. Yeah. It is the cheesiest. Thinking of moving in with the person you're dating?
Oh, yes. I just did this.
Don't be too hasty. Average couple dates for 1.5 years before they move in together, and even then, they say it complicates relationships.
We were dating for exactly 1.5 years when I moved
in. And then Hannah says, keep it moving.
Keep it moving.
What's the most powerful word you can use to convince someone to do something?
Keep it moving.
Will you move in with me? That's it. How long does a candy bar sit in a vending machine until it finds a home?
I don't know if I want to know this because then I'll get freaked out. But I guess I don't need to eat candy, so tell me.
Study says the average candy bar sits in a vending machine for almost 5 months.
I thought you were going to say 5 years and my face like just dropped.
Does it bother
five
you?
Months
5 months
bad.
Old?
No,
that's not bad.
That freaks me out.
You are so weird. Everybody out there, Brett is so weird about expired food. It almost gives me the ick about how much of a baby you are about food.
I think I'm gonna die. I'm gonna eat expired food.
No.
Way beyond the label, and this is how I go out.
Amy and I are like, it's expired for 3 years. Okay.
That's
take
terrible.
The mold off and we'll eat it.
Brett better keep it, keep it.
I'm done.
Brett better keep it moving. Mega Minds.
We are going to kick off an hour of commercial-free music here in a second. First, let's give you the question of the day, the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Mega Show. 90% of adults used to do this, but according to a recent poll, only about 20% do it every month now.
I'm going to say that 90% of adults used to shop in person.
Oh, that's a good
and
one.
Now only 21% of the people do that because the rest of them online shop.
Instacart it. Amazon.
I'm going to say go to an actual movie theater.
Go to the movie theater.
Good one, Kat.
Another good guess. Technology changing the game.
AB?
I'm going to say talk to their neighbors.
Oh, like 90% of us would be friendly with the neighbor, but only 21% of us just kind of give them the nod and keep it looking.
We're smart today. Those were all good.
Yep. No one got it correct, though.
Oh, cool.
314-531-9898. No one got it correct. Still up for grabs. 90% of adults used to do this, but according to a recent poll, only 21% do it every single month. Give the answer when we kick off an hour of commercial-free music at 7:18.
Mega Minds.
It, St. Louis.
St. Louis weather.
Today we're going to have a high of 70, and tomorrow, same thing, 71. This weather sponsored by Ashley. This is home.
Mega Minds.
Oh, we're rolling. It's sunny out. We're commercial free. Let's hang out. Give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day on the Brett Magus Show. 90% of adults used to do this, but according to a recent poll, only about 21% do this now every month.
Teacher Jen said pay with cash places.
I'm a cash guy.
People like only use their debit card except Brett Mega and apparently Teacher Jen.
Yeah.
Kristen says know how to check the oil in a vehicle. Jordan says go out to dinner. What?
People have been cutting back, yeah, man. Times are tough. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about couldn't even get like a $5 box at Taco Bell anymore.
The Meyer family says driving into work.
No.
Heather in Oakville related says visit family. And then a ton of people said writing a check or knowing how to balance a checkbook.
That's correct.
Hey, I'm one of those people.
I've never owned a checkbook.
What? Oh, yeah, you don't have to because you can pay online.
Right.
Wow.
Never.
Never owned a checkbook.
Nope. I haven't either.
Mega Minds.
Y'all scare me. But you were just balancing your checkbook, kind of. You just did it in Excel sheets.
Yeah, that's true.
No, I don't balance anything. Yeah. I got nothing to balance.
We are commercial free on the Brett Magus Show. It was my anniversary yesterday. And so, of course, there was a fight. Tell you about it in 3 minutes.
Things haven't been quiet. Talking.
All right, guys, help me solve a fight with the wife. Okay, tell me whose side you're on. My wife and I had our anniversary yesterday, and it's just brought up an interesting fight because I'm trying to do a good husband stuff, and so I do the laundry. I'm the guy who handles the laundry. But so I wash some of her clothes, and when I wash some of her clothes, a couple of things always happens. One, it like, I shrink them because they're like these sweaters or dainty things. Yeah. I don't really understand how women's clothes work. Like, so for me, I'm like, if you want me to wash your clothes and you don't want something dry, then you need to put them in off to the side. You need to handle it. If not, I'm just going for it. This is how I do laundry, and everything goes in the one load. Everything goes into the dryer. That's how it works.
Ooh.
The second thing is, if there's something in your pockets, it's on you to figure out how or to take them out. Because once it's in the basket, that is, to me, you're saying it's ready to be washed. If it's in the basket saying this is dirty, I don't need to check the pockets. 314-531-9898.
I mean, I guess I agree with you with the pocket thing.
It's either who's responsible, the person who throws the clothes in, says I'm dirty, or the person doing the laundry. Who is responsible?
Okay, I guess I could agree with you for that. But for the how she, like, if she doesn't like her things thrown in the dryer and you're the laundry man,
then put them in a separate thing. This is just washed on a... If it's in the wash machine,
if you're the laundry man, be the laundry man. That's what I'm saying.
It's not my responsibility. It's not the last line of defense. I hate that excuse. Check your pockets before you put in the basket.
I agree with that. You know, I think about how Sarah and I do it. It's pretty much everything goes into the laundry room, and sometimes it goes into the laundry. If you have something that needs to be, you know, air dried, you make sure that that's told beforehand.
Yes, I got to have instructions.
And sadly, we
I can't just guess your sweater. I don't know all this stuff. I need instructions. Hey, there's this sweater. This sweater gets air dried. That's fine. But sometimes you're like, wasn't it obvious? No, it's not obvious to me. They all look the same to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've washed
pretty easy
items.
To learn.
No.
We've washed tons of items that have had stuff in the pockets because the kids left
whose
papers
fault?
Or things.
And it's the kid's fault.
It's the kid's fault. Yeah.
Brett, if you're doing my laundry, in my house, the way we do it, if somebody else does my laundry, they will throw it in the dryer after and won't start it. So
what?
Then, I can go in and be like, oh, okay, I know this shirt can't be dried, this can't be dried, and I'll take that out, and then I'll just start the dryer. But that way, I'm also not hogging the washer.
But then you're hogging the dryer.
That's a good thing.
It takes longer to dry than it takes to wash. You got to get the drying going. All right. What is your, what's your opinion? 314-531-9898. If you were to wash something and there's something in someone's pocket, gum, pens, whose fault is it? 314-531-9898. It's the argument that happens in every single house. Whose responsibility is it when it comes to a washing error, I guess we can call it? Is it the person who threw it in the basket and says, hey, go ahead and wash it? There could have been a pen in there, could have had money in there, could have had, like, well, my wife, what she ended up having, and it got everywhere and just got all over her stuff, was Kleenex from the kids, and then it just, like, just skin's disintegrated, and then it's just all over stuff. It's like the lint brush, rewash it. She's like, didn't you check the pockets? And I was like, no, I didn't check the pockets. I do the laundry, but you put it in the basket. That means it's good to go. It means you're ready to throw it in, wash it. Is it your responsibility to check the pockets before? Like, some people break the washing machine because they got, like, you know, money or coins and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. That's on the person who left them in the pockets, not on the person who's doing the wash. What are people saying on the text line?
Tons of texts coming in. One of them says, if you're going to volunteer to do the laundry at home, cough, cough, Brett Mega, learn how to do it properly. It's not difficult. With whites, colors with colors, delicates with delicates, jeans with jeans.
I don't even do all
jeans.
That. No. If you want all that, separate it yourself.
I don't separate my laundry.
Thank you.
My gosh. What?
If you,
you
want
guys
it,
are psycho.
If you want it separated, separate it. Then I will take it from there.
No.
You got to do something. What am I supposed to do? Take your clothes off of you yourself? I mean, Jesus.
Okay, another one's good. It says, I do the laundry in our house and I do not check pockets. If money was left and I find it in the laundry, then it's my tip. My now grown kids used to tip me often for doing their laundry.
Agreed.
Someone says, Brett's just being lazy.
Who said that?
They didn't leave a name.
Say your name, people.
It's under
Connie
a K
says,
Mega.
Yeah. The guy who's doing the laundry is the lazy one? I need more context.
If I'm taking the time to do the laundry, you can take the time to check your pockets before you throw them in the basket.
Mm-hmm. You are telling me this is good to go, saying run it. 314.
I'm going to keep arguing if you're the laundry guy, be the laundry guy and do it right.
That's when you say this is good to go, it means it's good to go. You don't like, it's not like I need to fix their sandwich, like going back there and make the sandwich. You hand me my sandwich when I'm done. I go, see you later. I'm going to go eat it. I don't need to put it all together then.
Yeah. And I think the laundry being done right is making sure that the detergent is in correctly.
Yeah.
That's hard. Is right.
I got to put the detergent in, then I got to shift it over.
Yeah, you don't want to
then
have
I
got to
put all the stuff away.
Right.
Putting laundry away once it's dried is like another beast.
Oh, that's
the worst.
All
on me. Yeah.
Leave it on the chair.
Yeah, yeah. Paul for Festus, you got some husband advice for me?
Yes. Well, the pockets, that's on the pockety wearer.
Okay.
Because I mean, who wants to reach in somebody's pocket and pull out a snot rag or something like that?
Exactly. Right.
I mean, if you're the laundry man.
You know,
it's a dirty job.
It's not for the laundry man. But as far as for the clothes, Brett,
yes.
Get two baskets. One that you dry and one that you don't.
That's
one that's for delicates.
I would be okay with that. So
it shouldn't be that hard to figure it out.
She needs to separate it. Then she needs to say, hey, this is the basket where everything can go in the dryer. And then this is the basket. As soon as you're done washing it, I need it hung up. You do the work. Yeah. You separate it, and then I'll take it over.
I'm on that because I'm a guy, and I would just throw everything in the washer. And I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
All right.
I don't let anybody touch my laundry anymore.
Really? See, nope. I think it's like one of the biggest fights when it comes to couples, when it's like the laundry. Especially because, you know, women's clothes is crazy. Guys are easy. It's short, like t-shirts and jeans.
I have to do dry like six different loads of laundry every single time because I have to, I even separate brands sometimes.
This separate brand?
Like I only will wash my Lululemon stuff with Lululemon stuff, nothing else.
How many baskets you got in your house?
Just piles everywhere. I'm not organized.
Still commercial free on Y98. I love this song. So much fun. It's called Wild Ones. It's the Brett Mega Show. We are commercial free, and we got Imagine Dragon tickets if you're caller 18 right now. 314-531-9898. We'll get you some Imagine Dragon tickets, and the Hollywood hashtag is coming up. What's coming up, Hannah?
Post Malone's been pretty busy lately working with Taylor Swift and Beyonce, but wait until you hear what his next business venture is. I'll tell you in 3 minutes.
We are commercial free on the Brett Megas Show, and Imagine Dragons are, they are so much fun on stage. They can rock out. They're going to come to the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater August 16th. Get you some tickets. Ashley, how's your morning going?
It's going great. Thank you so much.
Well, congratulations. You're caller 18, yeah. Ashley. Yeah.
Woo! Awesome. Thank you, guys. Just made my morning.
All right, Ashley. Hold on. We'll get your info. More Imagine Dragon tickets tomorrow when we're commercial free at this exact same time. Now let's get all your Hollywood news right now.
Mmm, it's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag baby is ready, so here
Post
we go.
Post Malone is expanding and reaching into the world of graphic novels and movies.
Oh,
he came up with a concept that kind of mixes Mad Max and The Evil Dead together, and this is unique. This is what it says. The story takes place in medieval Europe, where the only thing standing in the way of the horde of demons infesting the continent is a mysterious armored 18-wheeler seemingly sent back from the heavens.
So it's like a souped-up four-wheeler? Yeah.
Something like that, I guess. So the first story will be released as a graphic novel, but not until next year in 2025. But then a movie is going to be coming out. And listen to this. The director of the movie is freaking Michael Bay. Like the guy who directs like Transformers
and stuff. Yeah, well, you said semi. I was like Optimus Prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this isn't going to be some like Joe Schmo movie. This is like, I think, going to be pretty cool and developed. But I wasn't expecting that from Post Malone. And like,
why? He has tattoos all over his face. What would you expect from him to do, like Romeo and Juliet?
I can't even like read this description. Horde of the demons infesting the continent. Like, what is that?
What was that accent?
That's how I feel reading it.
But that sounds like exactly like Post Malone.
I love
some
it.
Weird like, medieval
off the wall?
Thing. Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you look at Post Malone and think goes, that's a guy who could run for president?
I mean, I think he's super
Don't
creative.
Answer that because some weird people have run for president, okay?
Yeah, that's a terrible way to phrase it.
So do you look at Post Malone and say, that's a guy who is not going to hoard demons? That guy looks like he knows demons personally. Like, he plays poker with demons.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood.
Horde of the demons. What was that accent?
It just went down, baby.
Horde of the demons.
But tell us we're commercial free with that accent.
No, I can't.
We're commercial free. I can't do this, what you just did. Maybe that's what you should have done when we were meeting with our boss. Choke around and use an accent. You should have done the complete opposite of what you did. Hannah got in trouble. Big trouble.
This is not a joke.
When we met with our boss, we had a big meeting, and Hannah got called out in the meeting, and we're about to call her out on the air in 3 minutes. Baby, calm down. Calm down, Hannah. That's what our boss said in the meeting, basically. Okay, so I know our bosses are listening, Hannah, so stop, because Hannah just got a text message like, was this about our meeting? Yes, it was about our meeting.
Told you not to go.
Okay, I want to know if anyone listening has ever been called out in a meeting, or if you suffer from something that Hannah suffers from, RBF. You know that. 314-531-9898 so Hannah cannot feel alone, because especially because we know we've already received a text message like, are you guys seriously going to talk about this on the air? And it's too late. We're doing it, people. Watch out. So if you suffer from RBF, 314-531-9898, is there a cure? Has it ever gotten you in trouble in a meeting? So when was this? Last Friday?
Yep.
Last Friday. Mm-hmm. Last Friday, we had a meeting with some of the big bosses, you know, the corner office type people.
And some people had invites to that meeting, and some people did not.
Oh, my God. I forgot this part of the
Hannah
story.
Hannah wasn't
that's
even invited
big,
to
that's
the meeting.
A big part of the story.
Actually, AB and I were invited to a meeting. This is even the funniest part of the story. AB and I were invited to a meeting, calendar invite, and Hannah goes, why was I not invited to that meeting? And AB and I said, it's okay. And then all of a sudden, I look over to my right, and Hannah's in the meeting. Somehow, Hannah found herself in this meeting. And in the middle of the meeting, the big boss, the corner office, biggest boss in the room goes, what's the smirk, Hannah? And I said, oh, my God, I cannot believe she smirked. And AB looks at me like, save her. And I literally saved her. And then Hannah started talking back to the big boss. And I'm like, Hannah, shut up at this point. Just shut up.
She was just digging the hole deeper.
Yeah. The hole deeper and deeper and deeper. So much so that they actually had a conversation after the meeting.
I don't know Hannah. What to say other than I suffer from RBF so bad. This has been a problem in my life multiple times. This always comes back to bite me. And this meeting was terrible, and I was freaking out about it all day.
I want to say something. The meeting wasn't terrible. Ken, shut up, Hannah.
Yeah.
The meeting was actually great. It was a meeting about how well the show is doing. So I don't even know how this happened. So it was like,
was terrible because of my face.
The show is doing so great. You guys have great ratings. It was like a real positive meeting. Then Hannah with her RBF is like, what's the problem, Hannah? And Hannah's like, well, I got lots of problems.
I don't know what was happening. It was a Friday. It's been a long week. Aunt Flo's here. I was freaking out. I don't know. It was so embarrassing, but I called her back, and we're fine now. And my other boss is texting me right now saying, oh, it's okay. Her and I talked about it.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like,
God.
What?
There was a meeting afterwards about your smirk?
Yes, apparently, and I'm freaking out. But this reminds me that my boyfriend, I was like, what was your first impression of me? Like, what?
Yeah.
And he was like, honestly, the only reason I came up to you is because I was asking you why you didn't like me because you gave me dirty looks. And I was like, that's just my face. I was not giving you a dirty look. I didn't even know who you were. Like, in my mind, I wasn't even looking at you. But he like thought I hated him. And had to come up to me and be like, what's wrong? And I was like, nothing. It's just my face.
I don't think you're alone. I think you're the only one in the room that suffers from this.
No, I think I do too. Most people, when they first meet me, think I don't like them.
Give me a look. Oh yeah,
you can't help me. That's your face? You are so golden retriever, AB. It's not even funny.
You're so golden retriever.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so has it ever happened to you where your RBF has gotten you in trouble? 314-531-9898. You were called out in a meeting. You got in trouble in a meeting, so Hannah can feel less alone. Or is Hannah the only person in St. Louis that suffers from RBF? 314-531-9898. There's a cure, I'm sure. Maybe.
I walk a lonely road.
No big deal, Hannah. The bosses are listening.
Hello, I love my job.
Yeah.
You didn't think about
it. Yeah. So
I'm always smiling.
On Friday, we got called into a meeting, and it was actually like a positive meeting because the show has like had so much success in St. Louis, thanks to you, the people who listen to the show. And so we had a meeting with some of the big bosses. And I don't even know the context. All I know is Hannah started smirking and making her resting B face. And the boss, the corner office boss, the biggest boss in the room goes, what's so funny, Hannah? And I was like, oh, man, what's that smirk? 314-531-9898. If you've ever gotten called out in a meeting, something happened to you in a meeting, or you suffer from RBF like Hannah.
Yep. I'm not alone, which makes me feel really good. Tons of texts coming in. One of them says, at least once a day I have somebody in my office asking me what's wrong because I look mad, but then I just have to tell them it's just my face. I get that. I really get that.
I really get that.
Jenna said, I have RBF and my emotions play all over my face. It gets me into trouble all in my life, and I feel your pain deeply, Hannah.
She was so awkward during the meeting that actually Hannah called the big boss afterwards. Like, I can't stop thinking about it. I'm ripping my nails off. I'm freaking out.
I had an anxiety rash all day and like pit stains. I was freaking out because I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm just, why is my face so
why does my face look like this?
In my mouth sometimes.
Jessica, you actually did the opposite. You called out your boss once,
what?
Huh?
I did a couple times. One of my bosses, I have a couple bosses, but she's a house supervisor, and we're pretty good friends. And one day I was like, do you hate me? She's like, what are you talking about? I was like, your face. You always look at me like you hate me. And she's like, no, not at all. And then a few months went by, and we're nurses, so we're always busy and passing meds and stuff, getting everybody tucked in. And she was running around, so was I. I was like, you have an amazing RBF right now.
You have an amazing RBF.
That's bold to say to the boss.
Textbook.
Yeah.
I'm with the boss on this one.
Oh, my God.
No, immediately started smiling. It was just great. It was just, now it's just a personal joke between us.
Nothing like saying, man, you got a good looking RBF, man. We appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Michaela, Lisa, our big boss, didn't tell Hannah to do this. What happened when you were in a meeting and your boss saw your RBF?
So I actually wasn't in a meeting, but my district manager at the time told my supervisor to tell me to put on a face mask to cover up my face.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Oh my god!
That is not okay.
It's that bad? What kind of facial expressions do you make?
I don't know. I was just working.
Same. And I was like, I was just sitting in the meeting. Oh, my God. Well, Michaela, you could come to our meetings anytime because then you'll make Hannah look better.
But like, no problem.
Yeah, like, next time we have a big meeting with the big boss, Hannah's going to bring Michaela with her and be like, look at her face. What do you have to say about her?
My family keeps sending me pictures of RBFs that I have that I don't even realize.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
gosh. Wow.
This you is know like a whole chain.
You know I'm going to ask.
What?
Well, can we put them up on Instagram?
No! No! Fine.
Yes! Yes! If you want to see all of Hannah's RBFs, go to our Instagram right now, The Brett Mega Show, to see those. Okay, in 3 minutes, we're going to react to all of them. Don't send them to them all. We'll all look at them together in 3 minutes. Thought I'd end up with
shine. Always on the Odyssey app.
People are literally texting me pictures of your RBF.
Are you kidding me?
This is too good.
Who?
So apparently, Hannah suffers from RBF, just like literally just stands there and she looks like she's just annoyed. And we were in a meeting with our big boss and our big boss literally said, what's the smirk, Hannah? Like called her out for it, which I absolutely loved, by the way. It was great. So much so that like literally other bosses had a meeting about it. Hannah had a conversation about it. It turned into a whole thing. And then Kevin pointed out that Hannah wasn't even actually invited to the meeting.
You know,
it was a meeting that AB and I were the only people got an invite for.
Know, you wanted to go. Hannah this is
just
what happens.
Barged into the meeting and they got called out to the meeting. And so we were just curious about your RBF. And then Hannah's family just started sending RBF like pictures.
Stop. What? Your best what do you have?
Your best friend, Sydney, texted me a picture of you just doing a radio show.
Of course she did.
You were just standing there doing a radio show. This is when you were doing the Annie Fry show on 97.1.
Oh, no.
Where I guess you were just standing there. It's 2:50 in the afternoon, regular talk segment. Everyone's just like, oh, breaking news. You know, and then what is that face?
Oh, my gosh. That was really bad.
What is that face that you have? She just stands. You look like you smelled a fart. Did the guy in the picture fart in the room? Is that what happened?
No. I was just tired of hearing politics, I guess.
That's what you look like. Something like, just so annoyed.
I look mean. Guys, I'm not mean.
So can we post it on the Instagram? Post this right on now, right? So people can see it. Follow us.
Yeah, that's textbook. Man.
If you want to react like
Sydney,
we are.
Why are you out there sending pictures?
I'll text this to you, Hannah, right now so you can post it on our Instagram.
Great.
If you want to see this picture that just looks like Hannah is... It may look like you can't fart, actually. Like you're holding one in.
And that's why
room.
You're angry.
Yeah, like, oh, I'm so mad.
Guys.
What is
geez,
this?
Louise.
You hated is that you hated this show.
We're going to start calling it RHF, Resting Hannah Face.
Resting Hannah Face.
Guys.
From this point on, it's called Resting Hannah Face.
All right, posting it now against my will.
All right, Brett Mega Show on Instagram if you want to get a good laugh. Just, actually, if you go into work, just say, at least you don't work with her. It's why I need St. Louis. Somebody. And are you mad at me? I feel like you're mad at me.
Stop it.
Are you just giving me your RBF?
Just my face, Brett. Just my face.
You seem mad at me. We posted a picture. I made Hannah. I didn't make her.
Yeah, you did.
I teased her enough to post this picture, but you got to see it. Look at this face that you have of her just doing a radio show and just standing there, the facial expression. Brett Mega Show on Instagram, and now I can't tell if she's giving me a face back. Like stop looking at me like that.
I can't. It's my face. It's how it's shaped.
Are we good,
looks.
Though, love?
Love. Okay. L-U-V, love.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I'm going to keep it moving because I don't know what these facial expressions.
Because
you're scared. These looks I'm getting. Let's cover all the trending stories of the day. I'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read off some headlines, and Hannah, you either tell me keep it moving, scroll through that headline, or give me more details. Like, women instantly find guys sexier in this color.
Ooh, what, black?
No, it's red.
No, black. Yeah.
Women find guys more attractive when wearing a red shirt, standing next to a red backdrop. According to a study at University of Rochester, they said they think the reason why is because we associate red with passion, eroticism, mm-hmm. like the red light district, red lipstick, red wine. So every time we see a guy in red, we think passion. All of a sudden, I'm just going to only wear red to work.
Yeah, right. You guys are wearing red?
No. Most singles judge their first date by the big three. Do you want to know what they are?
Okay, AB, see if this is accurate or not.
Okay, because she's the single one in the room. Yep. Grammar, confidence, and teeth.
Yeah, I would say that's right.
Really? I felt like those were weird three. A confidence makes sense. Grammar, I do think people
grammar
are
doesn't really
judgy,
bother me.
But like... I don't know, is it conversational? Like, is it cool? Like, whatever. And then teeth, for real? The city of San Francisco is suing the city of Oakland for something we talked about on this show.
Keep it moving because I don't even know where San Francisco is.
That's why they're suing them. They're like, hey, you're stop trying to call yourself San Francisco. We're Oakland. Do you really have to wash shredded cheese before eating it?
I don't want to know the answer, so I'm going to keep it moving because I don't.
It's a trend on TikTok, and it's the reason TikTok should be banned. It's dumb. You don't need to wash shredded cheese. The number one kissing complaint is?
What?
Lack of variety. Experts experts would recommend kissing the different parts of your partner's face, pay attention to their ears, their neck, do a little gentle nibbling, things like that. They said don't kiss the exact same way every single time. It gets boring.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If it works, it works.
You're so boring. Hannah trying to justify her boring vanilla kisses. Why it works, it works.
Heck, it's good enough for me, guys. I don't know.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, so I did something nice for my wife. It may or may not have been an anniversary gift, even though everyone told me don't get her an anniversary gift. And now I'm second guessing if I made the right decision or not. I'll tell you what I decide to do in 3 minutes on Y98 St. Louis. I had to decide between a man or a woman for my wife, and I had a hard time deciding.
What?
Okay, so for my wife and I, we don't really give each other like anniversary gifts, but I did think to myself, like around the anniversary, I should book her like a massage. And so I wanted to do this anyways because she's been complaining that she feels like she needs a massage. This is one of the first times I've ever done this, and I'm curious if other people have had to make this decision when you're like booking a massage. Like, do you choose a man or a woman? And is it weird for you to choose, like, a woman for your husband to massage him?
Ooh.
Or is it weird for you to choose, like, a man when you're getting booked for a massage? Mm. If you're married, is that a thing? 314-531-9898. So when I booked her a massage, this is the first time I've ever done this, where I had people available and they told me who the massage therapist was. And there was only two people available. And one was a woman and one was like Ryan Gosling. And I'm like, looking at this dude, I'm like, Dustin over here is a hunk and he's going to be rubbing all over my wife. But I booked him for two reasons. Oh. One, I felt like, I don't know if I could be wrong and I'm going to step on my toes. I'm going to be careful with this. I thought that he might be more firm and I don't know.
Which is what you think that
I thought she would like. Yeah, I thought she would like that.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, maybe he could give me, like, an assist. Like, she'd be like, well, Ryan Gosling was rubbing all over me. And like, I did think that. I thought that. But I didn't know. I'm like, she might be like, Dustin, hook a guy up. But I don't know if that's what it's like. I've only done this couples massages. And I guess it's been women who, when we've done it, the only time we've ever done it is we've done two couples massages on vacations. Both times there was two women massaging us. So I've never seen somebody just rubbing all over my wife like that.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny is that I never think about it like being a double standard. Like I would never think twice. I'd be like, of course, like a woman's going to be giving my boyfriend a massage. Like, but then it's weird to have a guy give a girl massage.
Like, you do think that? Yeah, as a woman, you would feel weird, like if it was a guy rubbing on you and massaging you?
I wouldn't really want it, but I would never double guess.
Do you think maybe I should have booked the woman for?
I prefer a guy. Every time I get a massage, I go to a guy.
Really?
They just, they do it harder. And I like, I prefer to be like hurt when I'm in there. Some people, people go in there.
We need to get out of this
50
Shades of Grey thing that you got going on.
Like, I think it depends on the person and if you want something that's like just kind of light and whatever, or if you actually want to go in there and like have them rub out all your knots.
Here's the thing that I had an issue with it is they didn't give me any like, hey, Dustin has this type of style.
No, they never say that. Yeah.
So I'm just picky. Like, why would you give me the option? I never gotten an option before. It was just a picture of them.
It does make you double think.
Like, yeah, so like, why am I picking the person? And so I was just like, well, if it ain't me, you go for it, Dusty. You get to touch my wife because I get to.
Wow.
Yeah, Dusty over there is he's getting some action, I guess.
Yeah, I have had massages from both male and female. I'm not a fan of the male primarily because they're harder, you know, but I think you're right. You need to tell me, are you going to be the, more,
firm
and in my muscles and all that stuff massage? Because if that's what you're going to be, I'll choose the other one.
See, I think my wife is sore from being like a mom and just always in the go. I felt like her muscles are sore. That's what she'd be complaining about. Like, I'm sore, I'm tight. And like, so I was like, well, I feel like, and maybe this is judgmental. Like, I just felt like he would be more aggressive and not like that, Dustin. Back off, bro. But like, he would be firmer.
Well, they normally are. So
okay.
Yeah.
So all right. Did I do the right thing? And is there any truth to the like comfortability between like a man and a woman rubbing you down? Or are you just like, this is not, we're here to do a massage. 314-531-9890. I'm clearly lost. I don't even know how I got to 8 years of marriage.
Oh, not another tip. Oh, it's like that.
Maybe I'm just overthinking it. I don't know. My wife and I, we had our eighth anniversary, a wedding anniversary, and I was like, oh, I'll get her a massage. She's been complaining. She's like been tight and just been running around with the kids. She got a little spa day. And so this will be nice and relaxing for her, get away from the kids. And then when I go book it online, it was like, do you want this woman or do you want Ryan Reynolds to massage your wife? And I was like, damn. Ryan Reynolds going to be like rubbing all over my wife. But then I thought, well, could be an assist. Like, yo, Ryan's good looking. Come home. Mm-hmm. She's all nice and relaxed. Yep. But then I thought, like, maybe she's not comfortable with the guy giving her a massage. I don't know. 314-531-9898. Denise, you said that you actually had a good looking guy give you a massage once.
Oh.
And what happened?
It made me uncomfortable. I'd rather have a female because you're basically, naked under the sheet. And I just felt insecure. And I go to female doctors the same way.
Yeah.
I don't want some random guy touching me in my,
areas.
I know it's a massage.
Got it.
My husband would probably not like that either. He's pretty old school. So I usually ask for a female and you can tell him how firm or whatever that you want. And I said, my husband's the opposite. He doesn't want, he's kind of old school and I don't want to, but he thinks it's weird to have a man touching him. He'd rather have a woman.
Okay.
So I think everybody's got their preferences about what they're comfortable with. So, I mean, you could give her the massage as a surprise, but like tell her which massage therapist.
Maybe I should have done that or switch it.
You could have asked for the unattractive masseuse.
I know. I honestly felt like if I would have printed out a picture of Dustin, she'd be like, that guy. Sharon, who do you get a massage from?
I go to a fabulous place in Ellisville and have a female masseuse, and she's amazing and very tough. I often leave sore. But I prefer a female. I think it goes down to preference, and I also think that everyone's forgetting the codes of ethics. And
that's what I'm thinking.
Service
like,
providers are service providers.
They're working. They're not. But I guess the question I had is, but so they're working. So I do think they're professional. I'm not thinking that like this is some weird like massage place that doesn't have a logo up, like like wink wink. Okay, I'm not thinking that. But I do think that like when you're relaxed, are you thinking like, man, Dustin's hot? Are you thinking this is uncomfortable? Like Denise is saying, and like, I feel very vulnerable in this situation. I was curious what women feel like. Because guys, we're a little bit more like, I'm naked. Let's do this thing. You know, it's different.
I think it's different for every person. Every person is going to have different experiences in life, and every woman for sure, depending on how much harassment she's had to deal with in her lifetime, is going to have different levels of comfortability with men. So I think it really depends on that individual person.
Thank you. I'm thinking my wife's been married to me. She's going to appreciate Dustin. Die now. You were just in the middle of booking a massage while this conversation came up, huh?
Yes.
So who did you go with?
Well, today I went with a female, but it was just because of the type of massage that she gets. But I'm very comfortable with male or female whenever it comes to massage. I have different ones depending on my particular ailment at the time.
Do you ever think, man, that guy is good looking, or are you just there just to get a massage?
Most of the time whenever I'm just going to get a massage, I have something hurting, so it isn't as prevalent. But there have been a few times, and that can happen with a male or a female. If you have a very attractive female massage therapist rubbing on you, it can, you know, trigger the same buttons that a male can.
Sure. Wait till you see Dustin.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Something's got a hold on me. Thanks for going commercial free with us every single morning. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
In the Hollywood hashtag, we have a famous St. Louis native who's returning to give a commencement speech at a local university here. I'll tell you who that is at 8:35.
Thanks for listening to the Brett Mega Show.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Award-winning actor John Hamm is going to return back to his stomping grounds here in St. Louis to deliver the commencement address at the St. Louis University graduation happening in May. So since it's St. Louis and everybody's going to ask anyway, John attended John Burroughs School, followed by Mizzou. And then something I didn't know is that he actually returned back to John Burroughs to teach before he went to Hollywood.
I didn't know
he'd done that. Yeah, because he taught Ellie Kemper. Here in St. Louis.
He taught acting. Yes, that's so crazy to me. So yeah, he's coming back on May 18th to be at the Chaffetz Arena for the commencement ceremony. The event will be live streamed on SLUEducation.com and archived on the SLU's YouTube channel. Something that's also super cool about John Hamm is he helps local organizations here in St. Louis, like the St. Louis County Library Foundation and the St. Louis Actors Studio. He really raised a lot of money for them during COVID.
Super cool commencement speaker. Like, sometimes you get these lame people and then you just get John Hamm. You're like, that's badass. That's cool.
Someone who freaked out about this that I wasn't going to pin for it was AB.
I think it's cool.
I think it's super cool.
He went to high school with my dad.
Did he really?
Really? Wow. Yeah.
Are they boys?
No.
I don't want to ask
you
questions.
You should just
what
say
happened.
They are.
Yeah. I don't know why they're not so tight.
Yeah, they hang out all the time.
There's probably a story there. What's going on, AB's dad? They got into a fight by the locker or behind the bleachers.
I think they did play football together.
John did play football.
Yeah.
Yeah. John probably started. John started over your dad or what?
Probably.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag.
We appreciate you listening to the Brett Mega Show. We do a special birthday shout out to a special 6-year-old listening right now.
Briley, Miss Briley, happy birthday from the Brett Mega Show.
Happy birthday, Briley.
This is the cutest little girl ever.
So cute. We love you. We appreciate you. Plus, your dad's our boss, so tell your dad that the thing you wanted for your birthday, Briley, was to give the Brett Mega Show a raise. Like, Dad,
that's right.
When you, like, blow out your candles today, it's like, only thing I'm wishing for is the Brett Mega Show to get a raise. So just do that, Briley.
Man, Briley, you're welcome in our studio anytime.
Especially if we get the raise.
Right. Yes, even more so then.
We love you, Briley. Happy birthday.
What's that sound? Everybody look what's going
My favorite game.
We're switching up the game because Hannah cheats. Hannah's so good at what's that sound. How we usually do what's the sound is I play a little clip of a sound and then you try to guess what that sound is. It's only like a half a second. And Hannah listens to ASMR like hours a day.
Religiously.
She is crazy about it. So she's really good at it and it's almost hard for anyone else to play. This time I've mixed it up. This is an animal sound. You have to attach it to what
animal
is making this sound. Play it one more time. That's all you get. Hannah, what do you think it is?
Like a sea lion?
A sea lion.
An elephant?
Elephant.
I think it's a dog.
Dog.
I think it's a dog.
No one got it correct.
We'll do this.
Well, if anyone can get it correct, we'll give you pit bull tickets. It's hard.
Oh.
314-531-9890. We'll give you pit bull tickets if you get it. Last time. Go ahead, Kevin.
It's going to be a freaking bear. I know.
Good luck. We'll reveal at 8:50. We'll tell you what's that sound. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going
down. 98, St. Louis. What's that sound? Everybody
look what's going down. Completely honestly, I decided to mix up how we play What's the Sound because Hannah was too good at it. So what we do for What's the Sound is we play a sound and then you have to guess what it is. I'll say, this one's so hard, I'll give you pit bull tickets because you have to guess what animal this is. Such a funny sound. And it's not just us waking up in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say.
At 3:30 in the morning. 314-531-9898 if you know what that sound is. Judy, you got a guess?
Yeah, a cow.
A cow. Mm. It is actually not a cow.
Okay.
All right, Christina.
Sound like a moo.
Christina, do you got a guess? What sound do you think that is?
I'm gonna say a polar bear.
Ooh, there's a lot of texts for polar bear, wasn't there?
Yeah, that we have walrus, fox, ox, llama.
Llama would be closer. No, it's not a polar bear. I feel like llama would be the closest. But Samantha, do you know what it is?
I think so. I'm gonna let my son Aiden answer.
Okay.
So I'm on the way to drop my son off to school.
Hi,
and he
Aiden.
Loves listening to the radio. Can you say hi, Aiden?
Hi.
Oh, hi.
No, hey, Aiden, who's probably the one who got it and not mom. Aiden, do you know what it is?
Camel.
Kevin, please. That's a camel.
What?
Aiden's giggle. That's a camel.
Aiden, you're so smart.
Yes, Aiden, you're so smart. I should have used the pitbull sound. Aiden, nice. Mom's going to get to go to pitbull.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you guys. Have fun on your way to school. Where do you go to school? Or what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
Oh, so smart.
Well, hold on, okay, Aiden. If you were in a grocery line and you had to use an excuse to skip everyone in line, what excuse would you use? We'll come up with our own here right after CeeLo Green, Forget You on Y98 St. Louis. Have some fun with us for a second. Call in or text in at 314-531-9898. If there was a really long line and you had to get to the front of it, what excuse would you have? Like, let's paint this scenario. Say you're like the grocery store. Line looks like it's going to be like hour and a half, 2 hours. What are you telling people in line? So they go, oh, go ahead. Just go right in front of me with all your groceries. Hannah?
Funeral. Someone died.
You're killing somebody off?
Yeah.
See, this is my fear. I'm afraid to just kill somebody off because what if it happens in real life? That's what my biggest...
You'll remember it.
Well, what if it's like someone important? You just killed off someone.
You don't give details. You won't be like, "Oh, my brother died."
You're like,
you just say,
"It's funeral."
I got to make it to this funeral. I'm going to be late.
So your theory is, if someone dies, if someone's always going to die, someone in your life, so you're good.
Yep.
Just hope it's not important. I think it's too risky.
Like, if you're in like the grocery store line or something, why are you there before a funeral?
You're bringing them a edible arrangement or something.
But then you actually have to be buying.
Yeah. It depends on what you've got in your hands.
Good point. Hold on. I want to go first.
Okay.
Because I think mine's more reasonable. I said, I'm using it to feed really hungry people in need. I'm not lying to them.
I'd be like, then wait behind us.
Everybody in the line is doing that.
These people in need my food.
If I was
they're going to die if they don't get it 10 minutes earlier?
I don't know. They're really in need.
Everybody's in need. That's why they're there.
No.
Terrible excuse.
I'm basically feeding the needy. You would let me pass you in line?
No.
I think I might be so confused that I would actually let you pass me in line.
Shut up. What's your excuse?
I would say, I'm so sorry. I just started my period. I'm bleeding through my pants. Especially if it's guys in the line because they get so uncomfortable. They'd be like, oh my God, I'll pay for your groceries.
Yeah.
Like,
Here's my wallet. Take everything. I would literally say that.
That's what you would say to me?
That's so smart. That's a great one.
I would just, everyone, the line would clear.
Yeah.
You know, Moses.
It would be.
The Red Sea is here.
My sister used that to get out of a ticket.
Oh.
Ooh,
wow. Mm-hmm.
Good one. Kev, top that.
Mine was, I don't think I can top that, but mine was, hi, I'm line security. There's been an issue at the register. I got to get up there.
And I got to bring all my
groceries.
Well, that's what the issue is. We got
to
make sure this is checking out correctly.
Kevin's needs a lot of work. Kevin's was the worst.
Kevin started out wrong. Hi, hello, how are you? My name is Kevin.
Maybe I should have said,
producer of the Brett Megan.
I just had my period, man. Yeah,
I'm bleeding out of my pants. I'm having my man period.
That would really throw him off.
314-531-9890. See if we can come up with some creative ones if you want to have some fun with us. What excuse would you make if you were at a grocery store and you need to get to the front of the line? We'll take your calls right after we all step away from AB for a second.
Y98 is always on the Odyssey app.
These are so funny. So what we're doing is we're coming up with excuses. If you're in like a long line, like say you're at a grocery store, line looks like 2 hours long. Everyone's just trying to check out. It's mass chaos. What excuse would you use to get to the front of the line? 314-531-9898.
Everybody's really creative. My husband is home alone with the kids.
That's
a good one. All the wives are like, okay,
we get it.
And then this one's really universal. We all know this fear and this terror. My mom told me to take the chicken out of the freezer, but I forgot and she's on her way home.
That's funny.
Dun, dun, dun. That's so scary. That's a good one.
Rick, you decide to go the gross route like AB, huh?
Yes.
What would you say?
Yeah, I would say, look out, everybody. I got uncontrollable diarrhea.
Look out.
My favorite part about that was you said, look out. Like, everyone would want to see it. Leave me in this line and you'll be watching this happen. Yeah,
they would clear the line, yes.
Yeah. All right, thanks.
Rick already assumed he moved to the front.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. I'm checking out now. Congratulations, Rick. You just won.
I'm at a party. All right, thanks. I don't want to be a...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.